Morning. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Dominic Bingen, and I was born on October 31st, 1998. I was born with and grew up having absence seizures and would suffer from them off and on until I turned 18. I grew up living mostly with my mom, but occasionally would go and spend the weekend with my dad, who is here today. I never understood why I would be switching back and forth between parents. It would be later in life when I would finally understand what had occurred between them. Living with mom wasn't easy, as I was sometimes that kid at school, ranging from unruly behavior to dishonoring my mom, and that didn't help that she was a single mom at the time. My parents got back together in 2005 and remarried October 10th, 2007. I was confused and didn't know why God had done this. My relationship with my dad was tense, to put it nicely. Phrases like, it's my way or the highway, and boy, with the all too familiar look of death, were used regularly along with taking the Lord's name in vain. This was also the time that I started looking at pornography. The culture and everybody around me, especially the girls at school, were dressed so provocatively that I thought it was normal to treat girls and later on women like they were objects. Throughout my middle and high school years, this activity increased. I have done shameful and demeaning things that I'm not proud of. Romans 6:23a says, "For the wages of sin is death." My actions destroy the trust and relationship with my parents. In 2008, my mom started going to church and would come home every Sunday and tell us what she learned from the message that was preached. Romans 10:17 says, "Faith comes by hearing, and by hearing by the word of God." In 2012, my dad committed his life to Christ after the death of my grandmother. In 2013, I gave my life to Christ after hearing the pastor preach a convicting message about being a slave to my sin. A few passages of scripture were Romans 3:23, which states, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Romans 3:10 and 11, "There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands, there is none who seeks after God." And finally, Romans 6:16, "Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness?" I knew I was a sinner in need of a Savior because I stood condemned before God. The only way of salvation is through Jesus Christ, as it says in John 14:6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Thanks be to God that I heard the gospel and repented of my sins, just as Mark 1:15 states, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And lastly, Ephesians 2:8 and 9 states, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves." Amen to that. "It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." So, based on this, the Lord has done amazing things in my life. The absence seizures are no longer gone thanks to a multitude of EEGs, and the Lord has blessed me with the ability to drive. Let's see. I'm thankful for His grace and mercy because of that. My parents are back together thanks to Him. My relationship with my dad isn't always perfect, but it's better than what it was. Two specific things I have learned from God's Word that have impacted my life. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." And Proverbs 3, 5 through 7, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. I'll close with this. I'm thankful for my family, number one. My church family, number two. And number three, friends who support and encourage me in my Christian walk. But most of all, I'm thankful for my relationship with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you.